In this case, as you can see, the patient is a known case of thoracic outlet syndrome. In thoracic outlet syndrome, as a result of impingement of neurovascular bundle of upper thorax, which goes out from the thorax, including the brachial plexus as well as subclavian artery and vein, impinge between cervical rib and skull and muscle. In this video, you can see an alternative approach that I use. And I use usually this approach. This is my approach for thoracic outlet syndrome. Usually thoracic surgeons use axillary approach in order to do so, but I use supraclavicular approach. In supraclavicular approach, after incising the skin, you incise the platysma, you intern into the lateral of the sternocleidomastoid muscle, and then you can find the subclavian artery, as you can see within the video, as well as lower trunk and middle trunk, possibly of the brachial plexus that you can see within a video again. And finally, you can approximately incise delicately the skull and muscle, which impinge the subclavian artery and brachial plexus between it and the cervical rib. After incising the skull and muscle very delicately, in delicate fashion, you have to open the posterior fascia and then perform a stoatomy in order to resect the cervical rib. This is my approach for thoracic outlet syndrome instead of routine classical sub infraaxillary approach, which is maybe somehow harder to perform, and you do not have adequate exposure and adequate, you know, alacrity in order to do that approach.